Old Moon Man lost all his water in his headdress, and all they could see was his bones around the outside, but they could see his shadow in the middle. And they said, "Moon's died. He's gone up and he's died." So all the people started to cry.
From Wyoming Public Media, this is Human Nature. Real stories where humans and our habitat meet. I'm Caroline Ballard. Support comes from Union Wireless, featuring high-speed data for lightning-fast downloads, browsing, and streaming on the go. Details at unionwireless.com and 888-926-CARE. On this episode, we'll hear about a possum with high aspirations. But before we jump in, I'll let you know, this episode is a little different from our others. We've invited Australian performing artist Paul Taylor to share a creation story from the Wardaman tribe. Aboriginal Australians are the oldest continuous culture on Earth. And for more than 25 years, Paul has been learning from an Aboriginal elder named Bill Harney. It's unusual for a white person to learn these stories, let alone tell them. But Bill Harney is entrusting them to Paul as a way to preserve them for future generations. So, here's the story of the moon and the possum.
According to the Aboriginal people in the north of Australia and right across Australia, the great spirit ancestors in the dream time or the dreaming came from the sky, they came out of the ground, and they came out of the ocean. They swept across the land and they gave birth to the land, and they were singing and they gave birth to the people. And they pass the songs on to the people. And the songs teach the people about caring for the land, caring for each other. And the songs teach the people about the laws. According to the Wardaman people in the north of Australia, they had three great spiritual ancestors. There was Nadi, who was the sky boss, who was the boss of the stars. There was Dungdung, the frog lady, the earth mother. And there was Rainbow Korondolmi, who made the oceans and he made the rivers and he brought the rain to the people. When the mother and the father get married with the song, Rainbow brings the rain and gives a drink to all the children. One of the children in the dream time, in the dreaming, was the moon man called Jabuyi. And Jabuyi broke the law. When Jabuyi broke the law, all the old people, the law people, gathered together around the campfire that night and they started to sing. And as they were singing, they noticed that Jabuyi went up into the sky. He went up into the sky and they noticed that he had a big headdress, like a big bowl on his head. The next night, they watched him rise again with his big bowl, and they noticed that he'd tipped his bowl of its headdress, which was filled with water, and he tipped that bowl into the ocean. And some of the water came out into the ocean, and the water on the coastline started coming closer to the shore. And he went across the sky, and the next night he rose, and he tipped some more of his headdress into the ocean, some of that water, and the water on the coastline started coming in closer to the shore. And they watched him every night as he rose, and he was getting skinnier and skinnier and skinnier. And eventually, Old Moon Man lost all his water in his headdress, and all they could see was his bones around the outside, but they could see his shadow in the middle. And they said, "Moon's died! He's gone up and he's died." So all the people started to cry. They started to cry. And then 2 days later, they noticed that he started to get the water back in his headdress. And they noticed that the water on the coastline started going out farther from the shore. And each night he came up and he got fatter and fatter, and the water in his headdress started getting more and more, and the water on the coastline started going out further from the shore. And they said, Moon's died, and then he's come back. And they said, maybe this will be the law. When you die, you get reborn and you come back. So the possum man, the ring-tailed possum, he's the one who jumped up and he said, well, let me try. Why don't you bury me, dig a grave, bury me, go away, come back, dig me up and see if I can come back to life just like Moon. And they said, that's a good idea, old possum. So they did. So they went away and they buried him. And then it was a few weeks later. And the medicine man, what they call the doctor man in the tribe, he got a funny feeling in his body. And he said, I think something's happened to Possum. And so that night he said, I'll check the sky tonight. And that night they gathered round the campfire. And sure enough, he watched. There was a shooting star. That was a signal. Something's wrong with Possum. So early the next morning they went off and they went to the grave of Possum. And all the blowfly people were flying above the grave. And they were crying. Everybody was crying. And they said, what's wrong? And they said, Possum's died. So they quickly dug him up. And sure enough, Possum has died. And the people sat down and they started to cry. And they went to the old people. And they said, what are we going to do now? And the old people said, well, maybe when you die, you lose your body, but something's got to happen to your spirit. So they took the bones of Possum and they gathered around the campfire that evening. And then they took those bones and they started to sing the bones of old Ringtail Possum. And as they were singing, they noticed that the shadow, the spirit of Possum, rose up into the sky. And they watched him go up into the sky. And he went up into the sky to be with the Sky Father, Nadi, and also to be with the Moon. And they saw that he went into the Southern Cross, a beautiful constellation that we have in the Southern Hemisphere. And there he went into the Southern Cross. And then the people waited and they watched to see what was going to happen next. And then a few months later, a lady in the tribe got pregnant. And a few months after that, about a year after the possum went into the sky, a baby was born. And the old people took that baby and they checked the baby for any birthmarks that there was. And sure enough, on that baby, there was a ring just like the Moon. He had a birthmark like the Moon and also like the tail of the ringtail possum. And they said, Possum's come back. He's been reborn. And they said, that's the law. That's the law. And the people then gathered with the old people and they said, tell us more about how this law works. And the old people said, well, when you die, we're going to gather your bones and we're going to sing those bones. And your shadow's going to go up into the Southern Cross and to be with the Moon and Nadi, your Sky Father. And then the relatives of Rainbow, the rainbow snake, will look after you in the sky. And when there's a big storm and the lightning comes, then you come back down to the earth. And you go into the ponds, into what we call the billabongs. When you go into the billabongs, those relatives of Rainbow will still care for you. And they'll feed you the green algae at the bottom of the billabong. And when your tummy's full, they'll kick you out and say, go and find your new mum and dad. Then you go out onto the land and you spy on your parents and you hide behind the bushes and eventually you'll make a decision about who you're going to go to. And you say, those two over there, they're the best for me. I think I'm going to go to them. And the proof of that story is the tadpole, who's the relative of the earth mother, Dung Dung, the frog lady. The little tadpole, he lives in the billabong, in the pond, and he eats the green algae at the bottom of the billabong, and he grows his arms and legs, and he drops his tail, and he jumps up onto land. Just like you, when you're inside your mum, you're inside her big pond, her billabong. And you grow your arms and legs inside there, and then the water breaks, and you come up onto land. And when the water breaks, it's the Moon who breaks the water in the mums because he pulls the water out of the oceans and he pulls the water out of the mums. And most of the babies are born around a full moon. And the other proof of that story is when you're born, your first poop is green. because you ate the green algae at the bottom of the billabong. That was your first food. That was your first food as a spirit child. And still to this day, when the people see that ringtail possum, they remember this story and they see him. He goes right up in the tree, the eucalyptus trees, as close to moon as he can get. And then he makes that moon shape with his tail. And that's a reminder of that story because old possum is still trying to be like moon. And if I was going to take liberty with this story, then I would say in this continent, you have your possum here. And the possum here, he plays dead. When he's threatened or whatever, he plays dead. And then as soon as you go away, he comes back to life because he's still trying to be like moon.
Our storyteller was Paul Taylor, retelling a story he learned from Australian Aboriginal elder Bill Harney. We also heard Bill play the didgeridoo and sing. And if you visit our website, humannaturepodcast.org, you can watch my interview with Paul Taylor to learn more about these Dreamtime or creation stories. If you enjoyed the show, we'd appreciate a comment or a rating on iTunes, or share it with your friends. I'm Caroline Ballard. The episode was produced by Aaron Jones and Ryan Oberhelman. And this is his last episode with us. We're grateful for all the work Ryan did to help launch the show. And we wish him all the best on his new adventure in Oregon. Anna Rader is our digital producer. Our senior producer is Micah Schweitzer. And special thanks to sound engineer Ben Slater. The theme song is by Caught a Ghost. Human Nature is a production of Wyoming Public Media. It's human nature.